After traffic update on 95.5 KLOS.
And we're back.
And we're back.
I got to get this pop quiz questions. I didn't work on those today, but we'll get to that later. But right now we're talking about bizarre reasons for ending a relationship. Some more texts that were coming in. They cut their hair. Oh, I guess they have a new haircut and just ruined it. Mm. They were with you for your hair.
Although it is hair. Hair grows back. It's not permanent. So if everything else is great, just go, ooh, I...
No, like I remember my wife was going through a cosmetology school, and they all just do experiment on each other, like they're their own dummies and mannequins. Mm-hmm. And she came home. We were supposed to go out that night. And I think it was like to something nice, maybe like a radio function. And I walk in, and her hair is like, it's very, very short, because they can only, they keep cutting on each other's hair, so everybody ends up with that really short Midwest spiky thing on top. And right at the top of her head was like a bleached blonde star, like spread out. It looked like a bird had crapped on her head, and it was splatter marks of blonde.
That is unfortunate.
No. We're not going out. No. Sorry. Canceled plans. I'm like, I'm not being seen in public with you.
You don't want her on your arm. Yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah.
So, hair is very important. Don't be looking like some fool.
And expect me to take you someplace.
Come on. Someplace nice.
We can stay home.
I don't know if it was a radio function. I mean, how many nice radio functions did we have? But maybe it was, a special date or something like that. Oh, yeah. I had a reservation at a nice restaurant. We're going to go out. You know. No.
Yeah.
I'm walking in with you like this.
Mm-mm. No. Not even taking you through a drive-thru like that.
Ugh. Put a hat on, will you?
Okay, let's see. Omar had sex in a bathroom and it smelled bad. Wait, why did we...
Wait. What? But
hello, Joey?
Yeah.
All right, what bizarre reason did you break up with your person?
Well, I got two. The main one was she burped. She loved burping. And she was beautiful. She looked like Marissa Tomei.
I think I'd have put up with that.
Loud, long
Like
burps.
Letting her rip.
Yeah, loud and long. But, was it just at home with you? Or did she do this all the time?
No, everywhere. In the mall, the grocery store, everywhere. It was just disgusting.
Did she have a condition? Like she couldn't?
No, she would like to burp. You know, she grew up with all boys or brothers.
Could she burp her ABCs?
I tried to get her to stop. I tried to drive, but she wouldn't hide.
Yeah, but a hot chick.
I love you, Joey. Oh, my God. Was she like Marissa Tomei? Oh, my God. I think I'd put up with it.
It was terrible.
Are you trying to convince yourself it was terrible because you let her go and then you ended up with somebody who was just no fun?
No, not at all.
You ended up with somebody who looks like Mel Torme? Wonderful.
I would
give up the looks for the burp, trust me.
What a reference.
Oh, I know.
Jazz
it's so
legend Mel Torme.
She was tiny, too. She was small. There's a big old deep frog voice coming out of her every time she burped.
Oh, my God. I'm getting turned on, Joey. You stay on hold. We're going to give you a prize of some kind. That'd been fine with me. Well, this is bizarre because they didn't like the color red. Broke up with them. They didn't like the color red. Unless that's your color.
Your favorite color. Yeah, mm-hmm. And you want to decorate with it.
You got the red room in your house. So no, we can't have a red room in the house. I've always had a red room
not a red
house.
Pillow. Red paint. Mm-hmm. Hates fire trucks.
He would never eat fresh vegetables. Only canned. These are bizarre reasons.
I know, but when you hear things like that, you're like, obviously there were other things going on. You know, that was just the final.
What, that he always liked it in the can?
Oh.
His vegetables?
Interesting. Mm. Oh, green giant.
That's what he was hoping for.
Gay giant.
Yeah.
Oh, he took me on a date to play bingo.
But that could be kind of quaint, actually.
But I guess if you're thinking you're going to go someplace nice and you end up going to a bingo parlor.
Well.
It's fun, isn't it? And it's not like that transvestite bingo.
Drag queen bingo.
Or whatever.
Well, they're different. It's different.
But they both have competing bingo games?
I've never been to the other one. Yeah, I don't know.
You said they're different. I didn't like, oh my God, there's two.
Yeah.
There's two competing factions of bingo? Damn it, I wanted to go the other one.
Well, if he did, like, if he would have taken you to a nursing home and you're playing bingo and it's like, oh, who do you know here that, you know, we can talk with?
I want to go visit my grandma.
Like, oh, I don't know anybody here. We just came to play bingo.
This is what I do every Friday.
Yeah.
Well, at least he's not out chasing chicks at bars. He's just there playing bingo with your grandma.
Really? All right. So clear it up for me. Now I'm like stuck in my own head about that. What'd you say? I said transvestite bingo, and you said no.
Transvestite's more of a man.
What's the other one?
Drag bingo.
Drag queen bingo. Yeah. That's right. But drag queens
are more like performers.
They dress up as women to perform as.
Yeah, as transvestite women. Might just be a straight man who just dresses as a woman, like wears women's clothes.
But wears them out like Tootsie. Like if you're going to wear out in public and go to
that's
work.
That's transvestite.
That's a transvestite.
More, yeah.
But not a performance base. It's not, just an everyday base. But they're very similar in the guys dress as women to be convincing women.
Not
one wears way more makeup.
Yeah. No, I don't think anybody's trying to be convincing. Yeah.
No one's trying to be a convincing woman, then why would you do it?
You just like dressing in those clothing.
Oh, so a transvestite just wears women's dresses.
You're not at a drag show going, that's a real woman. I mean, they're performers.
So the transvestite is not trying to be a woman. He's trying to be a guy dressed as a woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same.
I get it now.
Cross-dresser.
Cross-dresser,
so transvestite and cross-dresser. Transvestite is just an older, often outdated term, mostly replaced by cross-dresser.
Yeah. Doesn't mean he's gay. Doesn't mean he wants to be a woman.
He just likes the feel of a bra and garter.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
For personal comfort, fun, or gratification.
Is that Christy Gnome's husband?
Yeah, probably.
He likes to put on a bra.
Feels sexy.
Balloons and looks at himself and feels sexy.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean he's gay.
He's not gay.
But what made it old, transvestite? Like an out-of-date term? Because then wouldn't cross-dresser just become an out-of-date term at some point?
Well, I mean, I think generations.
I mean, is there something derogatory about transvestite?
The words always just change.
They're saying they're largely considered archaic or potentially offensive today. Crossdresser's preferred modern term. It's just a modification.
Because I'm not my grandpa's transvestite. I'm my own thing. Yeah, you know what I mean? My grandpa was a transvestite. I'm a crossdresser. Uh-huh. I mean, come on. Generationally, how old do you say I look in this dress? All right, let's see. Richard, she had a crazy ex. That's not a bizarre reason to break up with somebody.
No, if they
had
a crazy ex.
That's an absolute legitimate reason.
Yeah. Get involved in that drama.
Hey, Daryl.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, so you broke up with somebody for a bizarre reason. What was the reason?
Okay, so I go out to my car to get something, and I just kind of pull the door shut, and it makes a little bit of a noise. You know? So I come back in, and I get taught on how to close the door properly.
Oh no! Oh,
what, a car door? Like,
yeah, no. The front door of her apartment. So she's just like, you know, I got neighbors that it's a little too loud. So if you just like turn the knob and pull it closed real quiet, I'm just like, oh my God.
But did you slam the door when you left?
No. I just kind of pushed it shut to where it just kind of clicked or whatever, you know.
Was there like, you know, was there a cross breeze? Like she had a window open someplace so it automatically sucks.
It was so silent. And check this out. So her name was Patty. So she's got this big P on her wall, you know? And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, so what's the P for? Oh my gosh. It was so funny.
How large was this P on her wall?
It was like, you know, like 12 inches.
And hey, it was just that's a big P.
Right, there you go.
Was it just by itself, or did it have you know?
Exactly. I just felt so stupid. She's just like, really? Patty? I was like, oh my God.
What's the P for?
Was she really into yourself if you got your initial just painted on the wall?
I know. So.
What'd she look like, Daryl? What did she look like if you had to compare her to a celebrity?
This was like 30 years ago. She was attractive. You know, she was a cowgirl.
Cow Patty.
Cow Patty.
Exactly. I love it.
You never once called her Cow Patty?
He's not real quick with the uptake.
Yeah, never seriously, thought about you it. Are slow, Daryl. 100 millimeter fast dirt.
No one has to tell me that because, you know, I usually pick it up about 8 hours later.
All right, Daryl, you stay on hold. We'll get you some
you
tickets.
You never met a fast Daryl. It's so true.
I met his other brother, Daryl, and he's not fast either.
Larry's the quickest one. Oh, my God.
His mother. No, I think that's not bizarre. That's relatable. It's
yeah,
like,
yeah,
you
marry the family. You know, you got to think about that. It's like, oh, God, do I want this family to be my family? I don't know.
All right, let's see. Are they going to bring me the name of the person who wins $1,000? They just farting around the hallway with each other, doing a little circle jerk.
Walking around.
I mean, it's been 10 minutes.
Stop circle jerking and get me the name of the winner. Mm-hmm. Stop patting yourselves on the back because the damn computer worked for once.
Uh-huh.
If it did, I don't even know if they're probably freaking out because it didn't work.
Do they pay internet? Are we all up to date here?
I want to know who won my fat sack of cash. Mm-hmm. I'll work on the jingle.
Yeah, tonight.
Hey, Sindale.
Hi.
All right, so what happened? What bizarre reason did you break up with somebody?
Yeah, so when I was in high school, I was dating this beautiful man with these beautiful teeth, and we were dating for about a year, and I was over for dinner at his family's house, and I come to find out that he had fake teeth the whole time. So I broke up with him, like, within the next hour.
Oh, my God.
Like full dentures?
No, he's in high school.
They were fake bone, but, like, they were... They didn't come out of his mouth, but all of them had been replaced.
Well, like implants. So did he have like an accident or something and they knocked all of his teeth out?
Or they were gross.
Yeah.
And then you broke
but
up
he
with
told,
him because he had to get...
He told everyone they were real for a whole year. He lied to me, everyone he knew.
It was the lying part that he had these wonderful teeth, but they were just all implants.
Yeah.
Mm.
Did you ever see his before picture, his other teeth?
No.
Oh, you just broke up hours later. He was just done. All right, Sindel, stay on hold. We'll get you some tickets to something.
I was wondering if it's like she goes to the parents' house and he's got pictures on the wall of before he got his teeth fixed. You know, it's like, what is happening here? Oh, yeah.
Some text. He owns a waterbed. Still? Oh,
2026?
My God. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I know. It's almost retro.
See, that guy can make a commitment. You stay with him. Hell, that bed he probably got in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. That's some rancid water by now. He didn't care.
Think he ever changed it? Or put any? Because you were supposed to put like a solution in there so it would kill the algae. Because if you didn't, like algae would develop inside the bag.
You're like, what's that smell?
Here's another one. She dots her I's with hearts and she's 42.
Oh, dear.
She's not cute at a certain point.
He has childhood toys that he's never touched to preserve their resale value.
Oh, this one's signed Christy.
Christy. She keeps an ear pod in during sex.
Huh?
Oh, my God.
I'm almost done with this book. Theo of Golden, it's great.
Oh, it's so Theo of Golden is so good.
You familiar with that book?
I read it, yeah.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Who read it to you? Did Theo, the guy who does other voices, like, this is Theo of Golden.
Yes. Yeah, I am Theo of Golden.
Give you this portrait that I found in the coffee shop.
I make it for you. Yes.
See, the same guy read it to you? Okay.
Yes.
Wonderful
book.
I have no idea.
You nailed it, by the way.
I know. I did nail it, though. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, anybody who knows Theo of Golden, they're laughing right now.
Oh, my God. It's so funny.
They are slapping their knees, Jordan.
Just trust us.
Uh-huh. All right. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Frank.
All right, what bizarre reason did you break up with somebody?
All right, I met this gal. She was pretty hot. Nice house, nice car, great job. Everything was good. I couldn't make her, you know, achieve a certain, climax. And
big
she
finish,
said, you know,
yes.
Yeah. She's like, well, you know, hey, no one can. Only, you know, don't worry, you know. So it's all good, you know. So we're in the bed. We're in this certain position, it's got numbers involved, like a six, and and she turns to me and says, are you ready for what's about to happen? And I said, you know, oh yeah. She arched her back and she peed all over me, and it was she's peeing, she's not no, she's legit peeing on me.
All right. Way to paint a picture. We got it.
And you're trapped because you're in that position. She's like waterboarding you.
Yeah. Painted, yeah. Pablo, she's an artist like Pablo Picasso, perhaps.
Oh my god.
Vincent Van gotta go.
Yeah. She painted instead of the scream, it's the stream.
That seems like a legitimate reason, though.
Yeah. No, totally.
Bizarre.
Yes. Mm-hmm. See you later, is what I would have said.
The
see
Mona
you never.
Pisa.
Well, see you never. At least she didn't, Leonardo.
Or Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa.
Mona Leaks a little. All right. Grandpa Clemens says, she did heroin behind my back. Well, that's a legitimate reason, Grandpa.
Come on.
Oh, and from Matt bought a rubber. Remember last week when, like you said, his older brother was like, hey, Matt bought a rubber, and he'd freak out.
Yeah. Matt bought a rubber.
And I go, I remember people saying that too when I was young. Like this, like, I don't remember that came from. It was Steve Martin when his Wild and Crazy Guy tour was like, he would like this, you know, how random he was. He's like, Grandpa bought a rubber. And so his grandpa bought a rubber. And then everybody, you know, after that, Grandpa bought, yeah.
Gotcha.
That's where that came from.
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin, stand up, comedy album. Stacy?
Yeah, hey Frank.
What bizarre reason did you break up with somebody?
Not only did this guy wear an OP crop top, but he had a styrofoam jack-in-the-box ball on his antenna.
Oh my God. So he picked you up like that, his crop top and his jack-in-the-box ball.
OP crop top. I think he even had the corduroy OP short shorts.
Oh, but those are kick-ass, though.
But,
okay.
I mean, okay.
Well, you got to be a certain guy.
Was this back in the 80s or this something
body.
Recent?
No, it was back in the 80s. But the styrofoam ball was all janky and black
dirty.
From the pollution.
All right, well.
See, the problem is Frank showed up for a date with a crop top on, too, so I think he's going to have mixed feelings about this.
Well, I know. I realize it was a mistake, but, yeah, my mom is a half shirt that said, wrestling grabs me.
To a date.
Oh, God.
And I had on coach's shorts, which were like the pockets and the polyester and the high waist, double button, triple button.
Yep.
Oh, my God, yeah. Stacy, yeah, you'd dump me in a heartbeat. All right, stay on hold, Stacey. We'll hook you up.
Oh,
all right, some honorable mentions. So I think we do need to take a break here pretty soon. Did I ever find out who got the $1,000 goddamn dollars?
I reached out and I haven't heard back.
So what I'm hearing so far is that they had a winner, and then the whole thing is they're going to call you to tell you you won and confirm everything, but the person didn't pick up again.
As soon as I said that?
So, yeah.
Like, they're going to call you, so when you get a call
from this number,
why not call from the studio line in there so it says 955-5567?
They're calling from somewhere, yeah.
But I figured that much.
No one picks up an unknown call.
Yeah, it pops up unknown caller.
I don't think it's unknown.
They're calling from someplace.
818 number. Yeah. Well, it doesn't really matter. You answer the phone when you just entered into something.
If you call the studio from there, it'll have 955 in the number.
I get that.
And that way when they see that, 818-955, they'll know it's us.
Yes.
The devil's in the details.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See?
Grandpa bought a rubber.
Yeah. This is what happens when other people touch my sack.
Once my
sack gets out of my hands, you know what?
Uh-huh.
So it gets abused. Contacting the next one. All right. So
pick up the phone if you've entered the contest, please.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm not going to tell you the word again because you had to be listening at 8:30. No. So next chance at possibly answering the phone for $1,000 is going to be at 1:30. Okay. I'll give you your cue then to call as well, since we don't have anybody in midday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. And then at 3 p.m. or 3:30 and 5:30, Nick Carter's got two chances for $1,000. But he also has at 4:40, he's got the Motley Crue ticket. So he's just loaded up today. So stick around this afternoon for Nick Carter. Possibly win a couple $1,000 and some Motley Crue tickets.
Sounds like somebody's coming for your Ticket King crown.
I think he is. He must be Cash King.
He's going to be bigger than Game of Thrones.
That's my sack, man. Get your hands on my sack, Nick. Some honorable mentions for bizarre reasons. He has a personalized license plate of his high school nickname.
Bone. Bone 69.
She's in school to be a sound healer.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah. Sound baths.
She played a didgeridoo over his penis.
Didgeridoo.
She uses a strand of her hair to floss.
Oh. You need to.
And it's her penis.
Not all
hair.
The time.
He wears a leather wristband. And that's she pulls out a ukulele at a party or anywhere else. She's a little Miss Ukulele.
would have to be a 10 plus.
Oh, yeah. That would get old very quick. I mean, like they say, no matter how hot a woman is, there's somebody who's tired of effing her. So.
Yeah. Well, see you later. Yeah. Gotta go.
All right. We do have to take a look at traffic. I'm going to find out what happened to my $1,000 that I was giving away. The very first one.
Boy.
Oh, my God. The most important one to start it off. How's it going, folks? Mm. Well, we'll find out who won the money when we come back. All right?
Mm-hmm. I'm in love with my car.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.